Welcome to the PDP Podcast, brought to you by Professional Dairy Producers, dairy's professional development organization.
You have cancer, Mr. Hoffman. Those words left the doctor's lips in a reverberating way that cut right through my soul. I was sitting in his office and I had heard those words and anticipated those words, but when they finally had an impact, I think I was frozen for about a day and a half. Being one of six boys in my family and my father, and the last one who has experienced prostate cancer, I wasn't surprised. It's sort of in the gene pool. The good news is that we've caught it very early and it's very, very treatable, especially with surgery. The challenge is that I am a man of girth, that's the way he put it. And being my size, it puts a little bit of strain on the potential surgery. Matter of fact, it puts me into high risk. It would behoove me to shred some of that girth and have a little bit more of a better chance at the surgery being super, super successful. Now, I don't know if you're like me, and I probably think you are, but having that sort of awakening in your life happens actually more than you think. In any way, whether it's physical or mental, whether we're trying to learn something like a new language or take on a new responsibility in our work or on our farms or in our families, basically just growing and taking on new responsibilities in how we live our lives, how we accomplish things, or things that we all face, like getting in shape. Anytime there is a change where I am trying to move forward, be different, accomplish something, there's a lot going on. And I have started this journey where the importance is very, very high of accomplishing this particular goal, which is for me to lose weight. And I want to talk about it because I think you guys face the same things in lots of different ways. It's just common to think about towards the end of the year, the beginning of the year, setting goals, but it's more than just setting goals. It's about what's going on in true transformation from the way that we've been living to a new way that we live. And what that transformation takes in order for us to accomplish goals. Because it can't just be fear because it's short-lived. And I'll give you an example. I've always been a big guy. I've always been a guy who, right around 30 years old when I started traveling because I was a speaker and I became a little bit more effective and my popularity went up, so I started to really do travel. Well, traveling is hard on your body, and when you don't have discipline like myself, or unaware of the lack of discipline when it comes to what you eat, how you eat, and the impacts of travel itself, you're going to gain weight. And I did. I really started to gain weight. I never had an issue with my weight before 30. Ever. I never even thought about it. I was just always in shape. And of course, in your 20s, that's kind of a very common thing. We're unconsciously competent in living. Our bodies are naturally in that zone. And so I never really had to think about food or the impact of my choices. But around 30, when I started traveling, doing a lot of sitting, a lot of in airports, a lot of sitting on airplanes, a lot of food that was not necessarily thought through. And so we had, having to eat out a lot, being on the road had its impact. And I remember doing a trip and taking advantage of that trip by visiting my brother. And my brother saw me for the first time in 5 years. He lived in Texas, I lived in California. And on one of the trips, I said, I'm going to be able to take advantage of it and visit my brother. And I remember him seeing me, and his first words were a big, deep breath and him going, "Look at you." For the first time, I became aware of the fact that I didn't look like I used to, even 5 years ago. And he had said, he goes, "Wow, you've really put on some weight." And I go, "It's been, 15 pounds maybe." But it was the first time I became aware of the fact that I had actually bought clothes that were a larger size because of my size in gaining weight. And that was the first time. And he actually cursed me that day. He said, you know, Mike, whatever you have at 30, you're going to keep for the rest of your life. And I laughed and went, oh, okay, whatever. I know I can get rid of this pretty easily. And it was a curse because I did lose that 15 pounds and then I quickly gained 20. And that was the pattern for the next 30 years. I would lose a little bit, gain a little more, lose a little bit, gain a little more, to the point where, I'll be honest with you, I was hovering around 300 pounds, 310 pounds when my physical health really began to take notice. And I did lose it. I dropped at one time about, gosh, almost 10 years ago, I had dropped 80 pounds and got back to a weight that was, boy, I felt great. I acted, you know, great. I was better on stage. I had energy and all those things. But over the next 5 years, it came back. Is this a common pattern? Do you guys recognize this? Do you relate to this in any way? I think you do. I really think you do. And it really kind of falls into not just losing weight, but in anything that we try to add to our sets, our mindsets, resetting the way we see things, especially when we're learning something, learning a new language. I've tried to learn a new language, and it's taken years, not just months, to really sort of go from a conscious awareness of I don't know anything about this language and I want to a conscious I kind of really suck at this, to a subconscious that I don't have to think about and it becomes quote unquote fluent. It's gone from, gosh, months to years of off and on struggle with this. So it's not just about losing weight. Is anytime we have a goal for us, what's going on in our brains and our subconscious and our conscious minds that really help us make true change? I want to talk about it. I have a couple of influencers that have really had a very positive impact on me taking on this goal one more time in sort of losing weight and keeping it off. And I've tried to take it a different approach this time. I've wanted to approach it from a mindset, from brain activity, from my heart. How do you make and create real change? Because if I'm going to drop this amount of weight to get myself ready in February for potential surgery, I really have to make some permanent changes. Not just, yes, I'm going to lose the weight, but then over years, it's going to come back again. But understanding why it comes back and how to create that real mind shift change so that I have a new mindset, that I no longer have a mindset of 300 pounds, that I have a mindset of 215 to 220. And then maybe even shifting it even lower if that is a call for real health and real lifestyle change. What's going on? Because yeah, I've accomplished it before, but this time I really want to focus on true internal change. I bet you have. And I bet there are things that you've done that have really been successful. And that's really what I want our time to focus on, is what are those things that we can do on purpose when we're trying to accomplish a very specific task? In this case, I really need to understand how my mind and my subconscious work together in order to have everything working in the same direction for what I want to accomplish, whether it be weight loss or learning a language or adding something to my skill bag or taking on a new project. What are those things? So the first step was I wanted to surround myself with some gurus. I don't know about you, but I love YouTube University. I'll spend hours just going down rabbit holes looking for people on the topic that I consider to be important and what do they think? Because if I can cut the learning curve, I want to. And then I go to my friends and my family and their suggestions. I'll even go to people that are in my industry or outside my industry on what they think is happening. Now, being a speaker, I have a lot of friends who are quote unquote experts in lots of different areas. And so everybody's got an opinion and advice, which is awesome. It really, really is. And I have a particular friend that I really would love you to also know personally, and his name is Vince Pocenti. His last name is P-O-S-C-E-N-T-E, Pocenti. And he's an author and a speaker, and he's written lots of books on leadership and personal challenge and personal change. His backstory is awesome. If you get a chance to ever see Vince or read about Vince, you would really gain a lot from him. He was a person who went from a novice skier or a casual skier to an Olympic potential and actually an Olympic athlete within 4 years because he put his mind to accomplishing that particular goal. And he wrote a book called The Ant and the Elephant. The Ant and the Elephant, Leadership for the Self by Vince Pocenti. I highly recommend it. That was one of the gurus that I really spent some time around helping, not only in our conversations, but also in that particular book on understanding what's going on subconsciously. I also gathered around me some gurus that were specific towards my goal, like losing weight. One of my favorites was a group called Get You In Shape at getyouinshape.com. If you are like me, trying to really change not just your weight status, but also the mindset of living healthily, my gosh, these guys have been fantastic. So thank you, Brad Laird, for being one of those gurus. And I kind of want to kind of synopsis some of the things I've learned from these two people to help you shift your mind and your heart in accomplishing anything that you put your mind to. The first thing that really caught my attention is how the conscious and the subconscious mind are tremendously important in understanding when it comes to making real shift. For instance, are you aware of the fact that our brains, our conscious brains, represent only about 2-4% of the brain's activities? This is the rational, the logical part of the mind that makes decisions, sets goals, processes information on a surface level. But what's really cool is the subconscious brain represents the remaining 96-98% of my brain's activities. And this encompasses the ingrained habits, the emotions, the beliefs, the memories, which powerfully influence my thoughts and my behaviors beneath everything, my subconscious brain, everything that's below my conscious brain. That's a big impact. So to put it in perspective, we use about 2,000 neurons in processing conscious information. And about, in contrast, the subconscious mind uses about 4 billion neurons in processing information. That's a very, very stark difference. And it really emphasizes how much more influential the subconscious mind is in guiding the behaviors and the emotions and the decisions compared to the conscious mind. It's a huge reminder that aligning both those parts of the mind is essential, absolutely essential, because despite my conscious brain's intentions, the subconscious has the real power in moving things forward and holding things back. And for a 61-year-old guy, that's an eye-opener. That's a real brain explosion in understanding that what makes me has been built over 61 years. And that stuff is happening at a subconscious level that I really have to start to understand why I believe the way I believe, why I think about me the way I think about me, that those subconscious internal thought processes, how I see me are tremendously powerful. And the more I started to get those in alignment with what my conscious goals were, the more I started to have some real impact. Vince Pocenti talks about these things in the book, The Ant and the Elephant, and he compares the ant to the conscious mind and the elephant to the subconscious mind. And those two things are really great visuals because it gives you that representation of the size difference of my conscious and my subconscious brain, my conscious being the ant. So for instance, if my ant very willingly said, we're walking south and all of my physical body is in agreement, yes, we're walking south and I'm doing the things necessary to walk south. But if I'm actually living on an elephant that is walking north, I don't care what my conscious mind is doing and even all of its activities and literally walking south, because I'm on a subconscious elephant that is literally moving north, I may indeed be going south, but my subconscious mind is going north and it's making much more headway in what my internal belief structures and the internal subconscious ways of behaving are either supporting or not supporting my conscious goals. I love that visual. I really, really do. Here's an example of how that works. When I first started hitting the idea of I've got to lose weight, obviously you've got to put a food plan together. And this is where Brad really came in to help as far as, you know, let's talk about the things necessary on a conscious level to change this particular goal, which was losing weight. And so there's exercise and there's eating and why we eat and how food impacts our brain and impacts our body and how the cells use certain types of information, you know, carbohydrates and proteins and fats and what they do and how they impact the way the body metabolizes life. And so all of that wonderful information is thwarted when I go under stress and without thinking about it, my head's in the refrigerator and I am literally scanning my refrigerator for something to eat because I've just gotten off a phone call with one of my kids who are going through a very, very tough time. And without knowing it, I've sort of absorbed that energy and I've was very well of the fact that I may have all this conscious knowledge of how the body works with good food, but my emotion has me sticking my head without me knowing it, my subconscious brain, in the refrigerator saying, what can I eat? Because I, without knowing it, am a food medicator. I am literally looking to medicate my emotions with food, and I didn't even know I was doing it. And so I have been becoming aware of the impact of the conscious mind and the subconscious mind of how they're not working together, even though I'm very aware of the fact that I need to have surgery. It's that important because I'm facing cancer. I'm still doing things that thwart those efforts because of how the emotions impact on my life. Do you guys find yourself doing this? I bet you do. I know you do. Okay, so here's a couple of things that really, really help. Strategic tip number one, this may sound obvious, but set clear goals. And here's the why. Success begins with knowing where I'm going and knowing why I'm getting there. When the subconscious is aligned with very clear destinations, it often leads to a very impactful progress. And subsequently, if I don't have clear goals and my subconscious doesn't know where it's going, it often leads to confusion and a lack of progress. Especially, I find it very, very easy to do those activities that don't support that goal. So I have a funny saying that I didn't realize how much was based in reality. And that was, man, when I fall off the wagon, I really fall off the wagon. As a matter of fact, I eat the wagon. Which is true. I will go on these binges because it starts to snowball. I find myself cheating and then I find myself a little depressed and I get down on myself and I have a lot of self-talk. And so all of a sudden I find myself self-medicating. I didn't really realize it. And one of the reasons was my goals weren't clear enough. So instead of setting a goal, I want to get in better shape. That's not a clear goal. I have to set certain targets. What is it that I want to accomplish? Give me specific numbers. Don't just make it a number on a scale. Let's get some clear goals that I can add to that. And in this case, I can set my clothes size. I can set my body mass index as clear goals. But the clearer my goals got, the more my subconscious was able to start to understand where we were going. And then I can start to add the why we were going there. And that kind of sets up that second tip, and that is creating mental alignments. For goals to really be achievable, there's got to be harmony between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. And this involves overcoming subconscious fears, doubts, limiting beliefs. So the more I start to focus on my specific goals, the more I start to pay attention to what are my mental alignments and how do I get that subconscious mind to really kind of get behind those goals. And so, for instance, what's sabotaging me and keeping, you know, shoving my head in the refrigerator was a sabotage. But when I really started to focus on the mental process of that, I started asking questions. Why am I doing this? And then that's when I made the connection of, because I found myself sticking my head in the refrigerator, but I didn't know why. And then that's when I started asking the questions. That's when I made the connection of, I do this every time I'm facing an emotional issue, like taking on some of my children's fears or some of the challenges they're facing. I take those on myself. And so I started to pay attention. Every time my stress goes up, I eat. And I look for those comfort foods like cinnamon rolls. Oh my gosh, I love cinnamon rolls. Or my specific type of comfort food like toast. Man, I could eat a loaf of a sourdough bread with a ton of butter. I love butter and I love crunchy toast, especially sourdough toast. And I realized that when I started paying attention, why is it those things? Oh, here's a weird one. I'm on an airplane and I started paying attention to the fact that I will drink ginger ale on an airplane, but no other time. Why is that? Why? What? Well, that's a weird thing. What's going on? And paying attention to my mental alignments, here's what I realized. I only drink ginger ale on an airplane. And the connection I made was the only time I ever drank ginger ale was when I was growing up and I was sick and my mother would give me ginger ale and she would take the bubbles out of it because it was one of the things that kind of calmed us, you know, as a sick stomach. And, you know, my tummy was a little bit, you know, on off its hinges. And ginger ale really kind of helped set that, especially with the bubbles out. So I caught myself ordering ginger ale and taking the bubbles out. Why? Because I'm kind of freaking out. I'm not the best flyer in the world. And so subconsciously, my stress levels will go up. I still got to get on a plane. But to soothe myself, I would drink ginger ale. Now, that might be kind of a little thing, but I can add that to my goals because I shouldn't be drinking that type of drink. But to really start to pay attention that my subconscious mental alignment has just as much information as those very targeted goals. So pay attention to what motivates you. Where do you go without thinking about it? And why are you doing that? I've kind of begun to really take better control of those types of things. When I stick my head in the refrigerator, I remind myself of why I'm doing it, and I can claim that I can make a better choice. And that connected with placing those goals like on a refrigerator, especially in times when I am sticking, you know, looking for that that subconscious soothing, it reminds me of, no, this is a choice and I can make a better choice. It's really, really helped. Now, speaking of that, here's another one, and that is creating visual success. And there's two types. One is looking at the visual successes that I'm trying to do and keeping them in front of me, like putting it on a mirror, creating visual boards, or, you know, what some people call them vision boards, where if I'm trying to get a certain, you know, financial level, I'm going to put the toys that are my rewards that I might represent myself when I make this particular savings accomplishment, or when my investments hit this particular level, then I can start to, you know, spend money the way I want to, or I have a particular goal in mind, but until then, I'm going to be very disciplined. So I create these vision boards for different type of goals. For me, obviously, I'm going to take pictures of when I was in my top shape, me looking good on stage, or me having fun with my wife. There's a picture of us dancing that I want to do more. So I'm going to put those things on my mirror and on the refrigerator. So it's not as obvious as, you know, anybody else that goes to the refrigerator. They're not going to know that that's actually a visual for me to say, hey, mister, you're sticking your head in the refrigerator. Make sure it's for the right reasons and make a better choice. So what are the visual things that I can add to my daily routines in front of a mirror in the mornings, maybe on the areas around my life, in my cubicle or in my, you know, in the barn area that may have a reminder of what I'm trying to do to remind myself as to why I'm doing what I'm doing. Also, and this is the big one, along with visualizing success, and that's focusing on the whys. And this was a really big tip for me because I never did it before. And when I started to do it, it really gave me the ammo I needed when I faced sort of those challenging times when my goals have been a little bit tougher, especially, you know, when I'm losing weight now. I've been doing this for a month and a half. In the beginning, it's a little bit harder than anything else because I'm trying to get my body to understand, hey, we're not going there like we used to. This particular tip has really had a big impact, and it comes from Brad Laird from getinshape.com. I really recommend that you go there if this has a goal for you in any particular way, because it's not just getting in shape, but it's changing the way that you look at success, especially the way that you live. So I highly recommend it. But the way he presents it is, what are your so that's? You know, why are you doing this? And to really go out of your way, not just to write the goals out, but to really spend time on answering the question, I am doing this so that. I like that. The goal that I'm trying to achieve in body weight is nothing really compared to the reason why I'm doing it. And you would think that to be in better shape for my surgery is the number one reason why I'm doing it. But that was just the catalyst for this whole process. You know what's more important to me? I want to get in better shape so that, and the list really became long, and I was very aware of the fact that my motivators and my drivers to me personally are my family. So my top ones were, I really want to get my life in better shape so that my wife and I can remain active in this next season of life. I love dancing with my wife, and we have not done that in a long, long time. We get these routines that just kind of settle in, and I really do believe it's connected to my health. So I would love to spend more active time with my wife. I want to get in better shape so that when my grandkids, and I've got six of them, want me to be the quote-unquote gorilla that they love, because they're very physical at this age. They're 7, 8 years old and younger. I've got six of them. And they're very physical, and they want a healthy, happy grandpa. I want to be able to get down on all fours without making noises that no child should hear in doing it. I want to be able to wrestle still. I've got a lot of active time, and I want active memories that my grandchildren will hang on to for life. That is a much bigger motivator for me than getting through surgery effectively. So I started to collect my so that's. I think that's a very powerful thing, because the ant is trying to get to the elephant and be connected with the elephant, but the elephant is a subconscious, emotionally driven being. My subconscious is driven more by emotion than logic. And so when I connect my logical goals to the emotional reasons why I want to do that, the pings between the conscious and the subconscious start to become more connected. And my elephant starts to move in the direction that my conscious ant wants it to go. Does that make sense? Now, this is an active activity. I go out of my way to look at my so that's every single day. Vince puts it this way: a strong, clear purpose acts as a guiding force and motivator. The subconscious is more likely to cooperate when it understands and resonates, that's the big word, resonates with the deeper reasons behind the goal. So my question to you is, what are the driving factors for this thing that you want to accomplish? Can you write them out? Can you get specific about it? What's really driving it? Because when you write them out and get specific about that, you can go back to them over and over and over again. Because believe it or not, cancer is not going to keep my head out of the refrigerator. I'm sorry. It's not that big of a factor. But spending time with my grandkids in a more effective way, I can see that. I can feel that. I actually know what it feels like, and I want more of it. Spending time actively with my wife, it's a visceral thing for me, and I love it. I absolutely love it. And that word love it is the driving force. I don't want to just find something that is small. I want to deep fry this thing. I want something massively, impactfully changing. And there are techniques that can help me keep that in front of my face. Write them out. Put them on the mirror. See them every single day. Vince has a great tip that I love that I don't know is in his book, but I know him personally. And he did this when he was really trying to become that Olympic athlete, which he did. And you got to hear his story. He used to put a dot on his, actually dots everywhere. He would put literally a sticker dot on his watch. He would put a sticker dot on his car in the middle of a steering wheel. He'd put it on his nightstand. He would put these dots everywhere, and the dots were connected to the written out reasons why he was trying to do what he did. His so that's connected with the physical form of the dot constantly reminded him as to the motivating factor of why he is putting so much effort into that. And that was that secret sauce that got his subconscious elephant to be in alignment with his conscious ant. And it's working for me, folks. It really is. So what are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to do to really better yourself? And what steps are you taking to put that conscious mind in alignment with your subconscious mind, to let your conscious decisions, your conscious goal-driven activities move and be supported with everything about you, including especially that subconscious part of your life. So are you setting clear, meaningful goals? Are you creating those mental alignments in lots of ways, like setting visualizations in those success, writing them out, putting them in a place where you can see them, but not just the goals, writing out the subconscious so that's. Are you paying attention to those things that are self-sabotaging and why they are what they are and where they come from? And one of the biggest tips is, who are you surrounding yourself with to give you a little accountability, that support that you need to accomplish whatever you set your mind to? Never do this alone. We are meant to be pack animals. So who are the gurus that you're going to? Who are you adding to add a little support for yourself? And who are you bringing in on these goals to help give you a little accountability? All of these little tips have led me to know that whatever I put my mind to, I will accomplish, including this goal. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it sounds weird to say, but I'm actually kind of grateful that I'm walking through this experience. Cancer will grab your attention, I'll tell you what. But I'm not afraid. I am not, it is not life debilitating to me. It has been an excuse to really take inventory of what's important. And that has been the biggest aha in accomplishing things in my life. And I know it's the same with you. Let's add a little more emphasis to having our conscious and our subconscious brains working in unison. And you watch what we can accomplish. Making strong families and strong teams and a strong you. This is Michael Hoffman, and until we get a chance to talk with each other again, may God bless you and yours.
Our thanks to Michael Hoffman of Igniting Performance for today's message on the PDP Weekly Podcast. For more on Michael, head to his website at ignitingperformance.com. And for archive podcasts and more on the professional dairy producers, head to pdpw.org. Until next time, have a great week.